Let's talk about the railways right now. A new clock design has been revealed for use on Britain's railways today. The first new design for more than 50 years. The hour and the minute will be shown as numbers in the middle of a black circle on displays. And around the circle, two red lines with arrows moving around the circumference, one clockwise, one anti-clockwise.
Introducing Rail Clock, the new face of time for Britain's railway. The arrows travel in opposite directions on the two rails surrounding the illuminated digits, connecting every 30 seconds at the top and bottom of the clock.
And when those arrows do connect, it forms the National Rail logo, the BR logo, first used in the 1960s. Let's bring in Bruce Williamson from Rail Future. Thank you very much for joining us on LBC News. So the rail network's going to get a new clock, a new clock design. What do you think of this?
Well, I'm going to give it a kind of cautious welcome. I quite like it. I think time will tell whether, no pun intended, whether it's going to become iconic and elegant and cool, or whether it's going to look like a bit of a gimmick, you know, to have the sort of the British Rail logo appear twice a minute. But on the face of it, again, no pun intended, I quite like it, I think.
Very good. Two puns in one answer there. Love it. Do you not think it's a bit of an issue that there are no seconds on this display? Seconds are quite vital when you're determining how long you've got until the barriers close and your train's going to leave.
Well, I mean, I'm inclined to say no, you know, because trains are timed sort of to the minute, aren't they? You know, and also, I think people will learn that the outer ring is effectively the second hand. So if you see that bit of the British Rail logo on the right, you know you're 15 seconds past the minute. If you really are timing your journey to the nearest second, which I generally don't tend to do.
Well, I'm just thinking of, you know, the drivers, the people dispatching the trains as well. It's like there's a difference between, you know, 45 seconds of the minute before the train is going to go and, you know, 30 seconds past the time it should have gone.
Yeah, well, that's a bit different for them. You know, the timings of the trains are partly controlled by computer, and I'm sure they will have clocks that are down to the nearest second, as probably will the drivers in their cabs. So that really isn't an issue. This is a public-facing thing. So if your passenger is desperate to get there to the nearest second, then just maybe it's an issue, but I don't think it is.
And of course, we've got a new era coming on the railways, haven't we? Renationalisation of all those franchises.
Well, it's happening now. It has happened now. I think probably almost half the franchises are now in the state sector. And of course, Network Rail was nationalised 20 years ago. I don't know how long it was now. So I think the public underestimates the extent to which the railway network is nationalised already. Nationalising isn't a magic bullet. It doesn't change anything overnight. You know, we're still running the same trains to the same timetables with the same managers and the same drivers. And you know, my hope is that in the very long term, a more integrated whole will bring out economies of scale. But again, sorry, no pun intended. Time will tell.
Bruce Williamson, thank you very much from Rail Future for joining us here on LBC News.